Last year, halfway through the first day of school, my cell phone boinged on my desk. Boing. The bouncing sound from the cartoons of my childhood is the incongruous, attention-grabbing ring I assigned to the phone number of my children's school to make sure I couldn't miss it. It was the school nurse calling. My son had broken his arm at lunch recess, and I left my office to go and get him. It wasn't convenience or novelty that caused me to get a cell phone 10 years ago. It was emergency, or rather the possibility of emergency, an idea that began to take up residence in the weeks after I became a parent of twins. I had some idea of what parenting would be like, but I wasn't prepared for the afternoon my formerly inert and blob-like infant son rolled off the edge of my bed, or the night my daughter started sneezing out half the bag of frozen peas she stuffed up her nose. Clearly, I couldn't prevent an accident from happening by having a cell phone, but with one, I could call for help, or if something happened, I could be found. When I was a kid and my parents left us with a babysitter, they would write out the restaurant telephone number or leave their friends' names and addresses next to the phone book on the counter. If my parents wanted to call and check on a sore throat at intermission, they had to find an available phone booth. They might drive an hour to a concert or a downtown restaurant. When they were out, they were often simply unavailable. But I, like most parents, am almost always available, whether I'm with my kids or not. And when my phone isn't ringing, I know it might at any minute. And that's the quandary of parenting with cell phones. If there's a line beyond which I cannot be reached, I have to draw it. Social scientists have observed that as we acquire more choices, we illogically become less happy. We've chosen exactly what we want, but we also know what we're missing. Oh, the fun we could have had in Paris after we've booked our non-refundable trip to Rome. I have a similarly queasy relationship with my cell phone. Sometimes I do turn off the ringer or decide not to answer it when I'm working to have the pleasure of my own uninterrupted thoughts. But eventually that pleasure shares billing with a faint, niggling fear. The possibility that my son is sitting in the nurse's office, alone with a broken arm, which is exactly why I have the phone, so he won't have to. Being a parent inevitably means the repository of your bedtime stories, of mashed bananas and organic green beans, of your best aspirations and your gooeyest adoration is out walking around in the world, not looking both ways before he crosses the street. Every generation of parents has known that fear and struggle, but in my cohort, it has taken shape in a slender plastic rectangle that fits into my pocket and that I carry around everywhere.